Truth to be told, a good posture can make you look taller, broader, Ooh. And stronger.
Yuff.
And it can make you feel more confident yeah. and capable.
Mm.
Alternatively, bad posture can make you look short, hunched, and weak. It can even make you feel unhealthy and tired. However, bad posture is a common problem for many, many people. Take a look at yourself in the mirror. What kind of posture are you at now?
Are you rocking? What posture are you rocking?
Or is it a little bit of a problem?
Yeah. I've been told my posture is not the greatest. I remember I was working with this guy. All right, he was military. So this was when I was in a high-end grocery store. I was working in Whole Foods in college. And this guy was super nice, super friendly. But he was ex-military. And, you know, those guys had to basically stand as straight as a nail. And so every time he was talking to me, he's like, Ryan, get those shoulders straight. Get standing up straight, boy. What are you doing? You know, and I'm like, he's laughing with me at the same time. But I know he was like,
serious,
you know, he's
hardly.
Like, you look like a freak. And I'm like, you know, he said these words with love, by the way. If you knew the guy, this is just how he spoke, lovingly, endearingly. But it's true. You know, guys, especially for guys. Okay, we've talked about it. Guys, this is between me and you. Tell the ladies to go away for a minute. But hey, listen, check it out. You know, you want to throw that chest out there. Get those shoulders back. Let people know, hey, I'm here and I'm confident, okay? Body language is so much of what you tell people before you even speak, okay? Stand tall, keep your neck straight, these kind of things. One of the things that might be stopping you from doing that is what is called texting neck. It's kind of like a chicken neck. You know how chickens just stick their neck out there and they're just kind of because they got to pick at the ground.
And you got to text all the time.
But we don't have that excuse. We just have a phone in front of us. Guys, how you fix that is you start with shoulders rolled back and down. Look straight ahead with two fingers on your chin, slightly tucked under your chin, and move your head back. Hold that pose for 3 to 5 seconds, then release. It's like yoga, that simple.
Yeah, and for girls out there, I think for a lot of girls, when puberty kicks in, you have this self-conscious, so you started to hunch a little bit and maybe have a rounded shoulders, and that are the problems that a lot of girls are facing. And to fix that, what you need to do is do a simple exercise to lean back against the wall and lift your arms up and down, just like you're doing a snow angel against the wall, and make sure your rear is touching the wall and your back is flat against
the wall. This sounds like a dance move.
And snow another angels. Way. Yeah, it's yeah. very nice. It's just to move
like
your
arms. You could
arms.
Go to the club and get this done.
And you can just standing straight against the wall and
throw those hands
maybe
up in the air.
Read a book if you don't want to do the snow dance thing and you want to spend some quality time with yourself. Maybe half an hour. It'll fix the problem.
And I think this part actually has a lot to do with confidence.
Because
as a woman, I remember going through that period of time.
Yeah. That
Ryan,
special period.
You're absolutely correct. Yeah. Everybody should get their chest out.
Yeah,
because when you're... I remember feeling very
shy.
Yeah, I don't want people to notice me.
Yeah.
I'm a girl, not a woman, you know, and I don't want
ladies, how I deal with this is when I meet somebody, maybe another, if I meet a lady, I'm like, hey, eyes up here. That's what I say. Shove the chest out. Obviously, people are like, what's going on there with that chest? And I'm like, hey, eyes up here.
Okay. So for girls, I think it takes
us a
bit of time to be comfortable with your body and to be comfortable with who you are.
Yeah.
And yeah, the human form is beautiful, and you should be, as I feel it, be comfortable and proud of who you are.
Throwing
so that,
that
comes
chest out there.
Through the body language and posture as well.
Sure, guys, you can't understate it. Your posture is what you don't tell people, but it is what you tell people. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, and there's this way back thing that's called 脊柱前凸 in Chinese due to the wrong sitting posture. So make sure you sit up straight and it's good for your health.
Oh, yeah, and the hunched
it's
back.
So hard.
You should try to avoid that, too.
It's so hard.
A lot of this is... you know, stretching.
And
be confident with yourself.
Just throw that chest out there.
That's step one.
That sounds so bad. I'm talking to the guys, okay? I'm talking to the guys.
Yeah.
Now it sounds better.
Okay.
But anyways, it's confidence, guys, how you carry yourself. It makes sense. So take these measures, do these things, and you will be looking good.
Yeah.